Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prayer and Lunch podcast and radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're continuing on with our novena prayer to the Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, and it's day number two. And it's 8 days ago to have our Blessed Teresa of Calcutta to be Saint Teresa of Calcutta. A few of you have asked, we are planning to leave there Monday, so we're going to be spending 7 days to consecration and canonization of Blessed, or will be, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. And we all know sacrifices that she did in her life, but she would never say that it was sacrifices. She said she didn't want glory for herself. She wanted us to concentrate on the least of them, and that's the poor and the needy and the homeless, those who need us, all of us, the most. And she wants us and desires us to follow her example. It's not for glory. It's not for fame. She didn't even want the attention that was given to her. She said, look at those. Look at the homeless. We have them. And you don't have to go far away. Look at yourself. You should be helping the homeless in your area and feed the hungry. Clothes, when you have two shirts, give one to the needy person. We have so much abundance here in the U.S. and a lot of Western countries that we feel fortunate with food, clothing. We have a lot. Remember what God says. Those who was given a lot is expected a lot given from them. So, today is day number two. In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus loves you. Do not be afraid. You are precious to Jesus. He loves you. Ask for the grace to be convinced of Jesus' unconditional and personal love for you. Now we're saying, recite the prayer to the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you, and so became the light of his love to all. Obtain the heart of Jesus. You can now make your personal request. I would like to thank first request that I made yesterday about the tropical depression that was heading right for us, and hopefully it's diminishing where it's just raining on the wind. But there's also greater need, the earthquake victims in central Italy, and their families who are misplaced from their homes or lost their total community. Let them know that God has not abandoned them. And God loves them tremendously, and each one of them. So long as they know they have that love, they don't need material things. They could get other material things and rebuild their houses and their homes. And those who lost loved ones, it's very tough. I can never express the sorrow that we feel for you and your family. And we pray now for you to give you strength, that God will show that unconditional love to you and your family and friends. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life, too, may be radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for me. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, pray for me. Amen. And God bless you all, and have a good Sabbath. Amen.